This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind?
What's the show called again, Todd?
What's on your mind?
Exactly right. So lay it on us today. Kind of a sleepy Monday. Trying to find out what the hot button is today for the hot issue for our fine listeners, aren't we? Poking and prodding.
Exactly.
So take advantage.
Not what's on Scott's mind or Todd's mind. Or...
You call now, you're on at 800-228-0550. We never have open lines, folks. We never have open lines. It's always moving and shaking, so today's your day. If you've been waiting, hey, I can get in. I'm on. It's me. Take advantage of it. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 226-8503, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054. Email's always welcome to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's all one word, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I remembered during the break, and by the way, coming up just a second here before I get to that, later this hour, bottom of the hour, we're going to chat with Monsignor Shea, President of the University of Mary, Jerome Richter, Vice President for Public Affairs, talk about the new Lumen Vitae Center. It's a new university center that will be opening in less than a month, I believe. Yeah, it's early next month. I'm trying to remember the exact day. So that's exciting. And we'll find out what's different about the University of Mary's Lumen Vitae Center from maybe other places. The hub of hospitality at the University of Mary. So that's pretty cool. We like that a lot. Brought to you in part today by one of our top 10 towns, Botno, North Dakota. Love going to Botno, especially this time of year. Lake Minnegoshi. Thank our sponsors up there, State Bank of Botno, Mickelson Aggregate, Hefty Seed. Great team of professionals there in Mohall, helping their area farmers. Thanks so much for being fine sponsors. Botno, North Dakota, we appreciate you. All right, I tracked down an article over the break. That kind of pertains to our conversation last hour. I don't even remember how this started. I guess a gentleman called and said that he has a job in which he talks with hundreds of people, and he can't find anybody that thinks it's a good idea to continue to take as many refugees into North Dakota as the federal government demands. Remember recently there was a confrontation between a woman and two Somali American girls in the Walmart parking lot. You remember that, right? It became a big viral deal all across the nation. And the woman, evidently after being called a B-I-T-C-H by these girls and having these girls parked too close to her, snapped, basically, and was yelling back at the girls that, you know, she's on the videotape screaming and hollering and saying, we're going to kill all of you. We're going to kill every single one of you Muslims. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay? Now, the woman and the two girls have since reconciled. One of our guests tomorrow for the Top Cop segment, David Todd, Fargo Police Chief, actually got them to sit down along with some of his officers and had a conversation, and all is good now. They're even going to try to... The woman lost her job as a result of this because... many in the, I don't know who, but a bunch of people flooded her workplace to say, fire this woman, and, you know, they did the whole thing. But anyway, shortly after this happens, a leader in the Somali-American community told city commissioners at a Fargo City Commission meeting, quote, the state and the city asking for how much it costs to have refugees in the community, while a sensible question from the financial standpoint, it has negatively impacted our image in the community, and it also has increased the number of hostile incidents against the refugees. So, the Afro-American Development Association is an agency that helps Fargo-Moorhead refugees integrate into the community. He's saying many feel the community doesn't want to give them a chance and won't recognize their contributions. Dave Pepcorn is the city commissioner who has said he believes settling refugees has been a great burden on taxpayers and says Lutheran Social Services is not being upfront about this. So the Fargo City Commission agreed to study the issue, but all three reports from city staff and the Human Relations Commission that either suggested the costs were not as great or they did it without doing it. Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, okay. Yep. We'll do it. They wanted Dave Pepcorn to comment for this story, and he said, "Nope, I'm not a fan of the forum." Walked away from the reporter. How about that? Nope, I'm not a. Well, there's an element in this that is disturbing to me. Because what it basically says, again, going back to that previous caller and why people think the way they do about refugees coming here, is the idea that if, you know, you say, well, I want to grasp this. What does it cost us? The idea to say, what does it cost? What is the impact? Doesn't mean you don't like immigrants. It means you want to, it's like anything, right? I mean, if my mother, rest her soul, needed to move in with us and we needed to make some renovations to the house, I'd sit down with my wife and say, okay, how are we going to do this? And we got to have somebody there with her. Let's figure this out, right? Does that mean we like our mom any bit less? Of course not. Just basic common sense. But I think these people use it to try and play the race card. I want those questions asked. So therefore, I'm going to say, this is terrible. And I need some more data on a allegation that there's been an increased number of hostile incidents against the refugees. Like what? Let's talk about this. Like what? Tell me. I want to know. All right, some text here. Scott, in my opinion, there are way too many refugees in the Fargo-Moorhead area as it is. If we don't know the true numbers, everything will be erroneous. Guys, how come no mention of the Virginia man that has sued the Republican Party for fraud and racketeering? Are you guys covering for the lying, do-nothing GOP majorities? I guess not, because we just read it. That's the nice thing about what's on your mind. You get to text or call with whatever is on your mind. So please do. Another texter, I agree with you, Scott. The quality of refugees' driving skills bothers me. They don't immigrate to our culture and society. They do not assimilate. I didn't bring that concern up. A listener did with Dave Todd when we were talking about the woman I just mentioned and the two Somali Americans reconciling. Somebody asked the chief about whether or not there were issues with driving with Somali Americans. I'm trying to recall his answer, but I don't remember alarm, and I think he did say they have to pass a driver's test. Somebody then after that alleged that, well, maybe they're given preferential treatment for the driver's license. I'd need some more data to back that up to dig around a little bit on that. Texter says, could someone explain to me how that meeting was law enforcement's job? don't know that it was law enforcement's job, but it was a high-profile situation that was making North Dakota look bad. That there was more to the story than the media was reporting, most of the media. Anyway, there were a few that did it right. I mean, the Fargo Forum was so irresponsible, they went and found this woman on Facebook and added to the story that she'd shared pro-Trump material before. You tell me what that had to do with anything other than a bunch of liberal reporters who hate Trump and can't wait to tie anything, even local, to somehow Trump. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. And no news value either. You couldn't find anywhere where that belonged there. Now, if she shared a bunch of, you know, anti-immigrant things or whatever, you'd say, hey, she's got a pattern here. But she shared pro-Trump stuff? All that did was pour gasoline on the fire, you know, for the crazies to call in by the dozen. Here's some more text here. Sid in Fergus Falls will get you in next. First to go on the phones. More welcome. Last chance on the open phone segment here, so take advantage of it, folks. 258-0550.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
MBI Energy is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules.
Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. MBI, energyservices.com, or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS. All right, back to the phone. Sid in Fergus Falls, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Maybe I'm showing my ignorance, but refugees, how do refugees get here? Are refugees automatically become immigrants after they've been here? And what happens in the meantime? Do refugees come here for a certain reason? Are they automatically put to the front of the list to become immigrants? What is the status, and do you know how that works? Because I do not.
I don't either. I don't know the timeline. Obviously, they're coming here with a special status. Now, it's no picnic because they obviously have to be vetted. Some of them wait 4, 5, 6 years after being pulled out of their country before they're able to come. And obviously, the total number of them and then where they go is kind of a moving target, so a challenge. But I don't know the answer to your question. It's a good one. And once they're here as a refugee, when are they a legal resident? When is it converted? Are they any special status in the line? I don't know the answer to that question, but we can certainly get the answer to that.
Well, I appreciate that, Scott. Thank you. Enjoy your program. See you at Rolog. Bye.
See you at Rolog. Yes, absolutely. The question we have a question related to the requirement of how many come here. That's been an interesting thing that's perplexed a lot of people. And then somebody said it was tied to flood relief years ago with Denny Wallaker. We got to check that out. And then the status, once they're here, LSS is the main agency that facilitates this for North Dakota. A lot of good questions here. We'll plan a future program on it. Steve in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I was going to say, boy, there's a whole lot of problems as a result of not being assimilated. In that, if you're not assimilated, you're going to feel all by yourself, and a lot of times they end up in their own group, like Muslims do, and like a lot in Minnesota, I want Sharia law. So they're not being assimilated, and that's going to cause problems because they're going to do what they do in their own country, their own laws or Sharia. And in other places I read, one lady in full burqa took a person's flag and charged at him. And the whole family was trying to fight them off, and they couldn't believe they got attacked. It's not going to happen to us. That's what they said. And this other guy came to this, it's like a Salvation Army place to start choking people. If you don't have assimilation, you're going to have all these problems.
Yes, and quite honestly, ask Europe whether or not what you're describing is accurate. Because although one may argue they rolled out the red carpet, many of the disgruntled folks then radicalized and made the case that there was not enough assimilation and that there wasn't enough accommodation for them, and then turned on the residents there. So I agree with you. That's got to be a concern. It has to be a concern, Steve. Thanks for the call. Here's a call that came in, similar topic, off the air.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to bring back that issue about the whole Syrian refugee immigration type thing. And it's funny because more and more liberals that I talk to about it believe they talk about it with this, like it's a right. Like we have to bring these people over here. We have to give them refuge. It is our duty as American citizens. Well, I mean, immigration is not a right. I mean, that is a straight fact. It is not a right. And, this is probably the most basic thing that everyone understands, conservative understands, and I'm pretty much just reiterating it. But, it's a privilege. And people should be able to conform to our values and our cultures because it is our country. And, the people, the citizens that are in this country form this country. So it's That's just kind of my two cents, and it baffles me how people believe that this is it's a right that we have to do this. We have to take these people. We don't have to take a single one of them. But just thought I'd call in and kind of give my two cents on that. See what you guys think about it.
All right, interesting. I appreciate the call. And let's see here, some other texts. Some on this topic, some on others. How about using the old governor's mansion for legislative housing? Just a thought, says Dan. I believe that the governor's mansion was put up for bid, and nobody took it. So they were going to move it and make it place a bid and actually move it and take it and use it for whatever. But so I think it's being torn down.
The cost of moving it, though, I mean, that's kind of unrealistic.
Is it? Yeah, well, it didn't happen, right? The deadline passed, right, if I'm not mistaken, so it's not
right,
happening.
Right.
I think they're going to tear it down.
Yep. They're going to move some of this stuff will get moved into the new residence. The Historical Society is going to be able to go in and take stuff that they believe should be preserved, and then, yeah, basically everything else. Bye-bye.
I started on a text earlier, didn't really finish, but someone said, could someone explain to me how that meeting was law enforcement's job? That was the meeting between the woman and the two Somali Americans. I guess one could say, hey, you take on criminals, and why are you facilitating meetings? But if they've got a community here that feels threatened and these things are happening, at somebody on the other side, they can, broker a little peace agreement, bring that thing down so it isn't, turned into this national incident that it was becoming. I think that's a good job. I think that's a proper role of law enforcement. Texter saying they have too much to do now. True. And said, meanwhile, there's the heroin opiate epidemic and people are being burglarized. All true. Yeah, true. They have a lot going on. In this case, I think you have the chief and one of his deputies sitting down and having a meeting. I think that's what they're supposed to do. I'm not going to be critical of that. I think they can walk and chew gum at the same time is what I'm getting at. Get everything done that you want done and I want done in the way of law enforcement and taking on important jobs, but also doing a little diplomacy like that and quieting that particular situation down. Reminder, by the way, that there is a meeting tonight in Mott, North Dakota. We mentioned this at the top of the show and did get a couple of suggestions of things that could help. 5 to 8:30 Mountain Time at the Knights of Columbus building in Mott, and you'll have Governor Doug Burgum and Ag Commissioner Doug Goring that'll be speaking, but also other state officials there, federal officials. And maybe not federal officials. State and federal government have both declared disasters, but I think it's all state officials tonight at the meeting that will take place in Mott. Go to it. Take it in. Ask your questions. Find out what's available. Take advantage of those opportunities to talk one-on-one with your elected leaders. You, Merry Monday, when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to another update on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Recently, two protesters bragged about what they did, cutting into pipe, destroying construction equipment on the Dakota Access Pipeline. And they're calling for more of it, leading to the question, this isn't over, is it? Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, and his take.
No, absolutely not, Scott. I think your analysis is shared by a number of state governments, county, city governments across the Midwest, specifically in the entire country. I can tell you since the end of the protest incident here, we've had inquiries ranging from Montana to South Dakota to as far away as Pennsylvania, hoping to talk to our subject matter experts, because unfortunately we became subject matter experts in this type of protest over the 8-month period. But that concern is shared nationwide.
That's Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, our guest, with another radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline episode. Thanks for listening.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
I have a Minot pillow delivery in my future. Found from our Friday winner, the jokester on the dog food diet.
Oh, heck, I was just there.
Hey, you could have brought it up there.
I could have. Oh, well.
Exactly right. That's our new thing now. We deliver the pillows. We deliver the pillows on the next trip through so we can meet our fine listeners eyeball to eyeball. You know, this texting, calling stuff, that's not very personal, you know. So we like getting a, you know, put out the hand and say, put her in the vise. Anybody ever shook your hand and said, put her in the vise before, Tom? That's kind of
No, actually.
My pillow, though, is the greatest pillow on the planet. There's just no substitute for a great night's sleep. It's the most important thing to your health. Your sleep is the most important thing to your health. Remember that. Right? So when I talk about my pillows, it's not another commercial. It's just not another blah, blah, blah. It actually is caring for your health. It's wanting you to have a better night's sleep so you have better health. That's how we roll around here. And if you have one, and thousands of our listeners have purchased those, I'm glad you do. But there are other MyPillow products, including for your pets even. And you get discounts on those too. So, 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, once a month we get the chance to chat with our friends from the University of Mary, and they have a big event coming up next month that will add a big addition to the campus of the University of Mary, and we're going to talk about it today. Winston Churchill once said, "We shape our buildings, thereafter they shape us." And today we're going to be talking about the Lumen Vitae University Center at the University of Mary. That'll be having a grand opening early in September. To talk about it, Monsignor James Shea, the president of the University of Mary, and the vice president of public affairs, Jerome Richter. Gentlemen, welcome back. How are you?
Running into the office here with me in just a moment, but always an honor and a privilege to be with you, Scott, especially on a beautiful Monday like this. It's wonderful. And to thank God for all the rain that we've received here recently. I hope everyone else has been as blessed as we have been here up on the hill with some showers and some sunshine.
I know we didn't get, you know, enough rain to make up for what we're short, but we had a call from a Minnesota listener that suggested that he had some connections to some hay in Minnesota, just wanted to give it away, and we said, if you need hay, let us know. And, you know, our phones didn't melt, so things are getting a little better, and that hay lottery is coming up, but it has been certainly a tough year. When you look at 90-some percent of North Dakota under drought, and I believe we chatted about that last time we were. We talked about praying for rain, and we did get it. I don't know that we got enough, but we did get it. Monsignor, how are you?
Monsignor is here. He just stepped in. How are you doing, Scott?
Doing fabulous. Good to catch up with you guys. I was telling our listeners that that you have quite the event planned, opening of a building that is a long time in the making, but certainly a very welcome addition to the University of Mary. Why don't you two tell us a little bit about the significance this building is going to play in the role of doing what the University of Mary does.
Scott, we've been waiting so long for the opening of this facility, and we're thrilled by it. We're very, very moved that things have come together, that the Lord's blessed us in so many ways, that so many generous people have come forward from every part of North Dakota and from the upper Midwest and even from beyond that to be donors to this project and to assist us. You know, I'm a president with muddy shoes. In other words, we've been doing so many construction projects with the realization of Vision 2030 that it's filled my soul with great happiness, because I think about how we're serving the needs of our students, that we're building the workforce of North Dakota, that we're amplifying the cultural and religious experience and the educational quality of everything that happens here in our region. It's really great. So, of course, you remember that last fall we opened a 276-bed residence for freshman women, Roars Hall, which is a magnificent facility. And even, you know, with our year-round campus initiative, we've had students living in it all summer long. We've had all sorts of visitors, camps. The campus has been more alive this summer than it's ever been, and that was a beautiful thing. Then we opened our 80,000-square-foot fieldhouse facility and wellness center in January, which once again is a beautiful facility that our students really love. You go inside of it, and you can't believe how beautiful it is or how vast it is. You know, there's a regulation-size NCAA track. There's a climbing wall, which I like to joke is the highest point geographically in terms of height in the state of North Dakota, beautiful wellness center. And then next month, we'll open the crown jewel of all the things that we've done with Vision 2030 so far, and that's the new Lumen Vitae University Center. The words Lumen Vitae mean the light of life. That comes from the rule of St. Benedict, literally from the first page of the rule of St. Benedict, that our Benedictine sisters who came to Dakota Territory in 1878 live out every day. And it comes from when Benedict wrote, "Run while you have the light of life before the darkness of death overtakes you. Run while you have the light of life." And so Lumen Vitae means the light of life. And lots of people have rallied around us to help us to build this new campus center, this university center, this student center, which will be at the heart of our campus, a pulsing center of life. So we'll have a 24/7 dining hall for students in there, a campus restaurant, which students will be able to go into anytime, day or night. When you're on the meal plan at the University of Mary, you don't get three squares a day. You get to go in and out as many times as you want, even if you just want an apple, a chicken strip, or whatever, even if you just want to watch the game. There will be a beautiful stateroom, which we call Founders Hall, in honor of our founding sisters. One of the founders of Annunciation Monastery turned 101. Sister Elizabeth Novi turned 101 years old last week, which is just amazing. And she, of course, 70 years ago was part of a brave group of women who decided to form a permanent foundation here in the Diocese of Bismarck, here in western North Dakota. And these are the sisters who have done so much for us. There will be a full-service bank, a full-service clinic for students. There will be a hospitality center, upstairs living rooms, downstairs living rooms, our bookstore, our convenience store for students, the Hall of Fame will be in there. We'll have a coffee shop both inside of the campus restaurant, so students who are in there can have a Caribou coffee anytime just as part of their meal plan, but also on the outside will be a retail-facing store where people can grab a cup of coffee as they want. It's going to be a brand new, beautiful facility. And of course, we'll have our Athletic Hall of Fame there as well, which goes right into the McDowell Activity Center where we play our winter contests, basketball, volleyball. Scott, I can't wait for you to see it. It's going to be one of the most magnificent things anywhere on the Northern Great Plains.
Well, I am looking forward to seeing, as I know a lot of people are, Friday, September 8th, the grand opening of this. And on the on the invite, you quote Winston Churchill saying, "We shape our buildings, thereafter they shape us." So everything you just described certainly has me excited from the standpoint of seeing that and seeing it. But I'm most interested in knowing how it will impact the campus, how it will shape the University of Mary, what you will do with it.
Well, what you're going to see, so Winston Churchill's quote there actually is very important for us, because Vision 2030, everything that we're doing, it's not about buildings fundamentally. It's about the culture of our campus. It's about the education of students. It's what we're able to offer to them, to our students who are entrusted to our care, and also what we're able to offer to our community as well, as a hearth, as a place of deep hospitality. When you're in it, you're not going to just see, you know, sometimes you go into a recently built building and you think, oh, you know, this is big, this is nice, but what is it? What's it for? What's it saying to me? Is it saying I am an airport? I am a shopping mall? This building will say to you, I am the home for students. I am a channel for their flourishing and their happiness. I am a place where people can feel like they belong, where meaningful community can be built, where people can live full and meaningful and purpose-filled lives. I am a beacon of light against the despair or the discouragement or the burden of modern life, which sometimes pulls us down and feels so heavy in the midst of everything that we've got to do, what we're supposed to accomplish, all of these things. So when you go into the building, you're going to see that we've very thoughtfully and intentionally put it together so that when you're walking through it, you feel at home. What would you say, Jerry?
I would only add this, Monsignor and Scott, that as you step into this building, you're going to experience, by its very nature, hospitality. And it's going to be a hospitality of education. And so, as Monsignor so beautifully just mentioned, it's about our students, it's about our community, it's about what we can offer to educate the future generations. And so as you walk through the Lumen Vitae University Center, you are going to receive an education, both of who the University of Mary is, but also of this region and of this place. As Monsignor mentioned, Founders Hall. There will be a story that will be told of what the sisters brought to this region and what it has done over the last 100-150 years that the sisters have been here, serving the people and making sure that we understand who we are. And so everything, as Monsignor mentioned, is focused back to the student, but also to the community. And what I've said to a lot of people that ask about it, I say, when you come out here, it won't be that you're just coming to see a place. You're coming to have an experience. It'll be an experience of all that we are, and hopefully all that you can receive.
The history of the Benedictine sisters coming to Dakota Territory before we were even a state, and then some years later, after having founded hospitals and schools, some years later determining that they would make a home here and found an independent foundation here 70 years ago. That history, which is so important to the history of North Dakota, it's bound up in the history of all the people who are here. It's bound up in the history of the Native peoples who were here before any of us arrived. It's bound up in the German, Russian, and the Scandinavian homesteaders and the Czechs who came, and even one or two Irish who came. It's bound up in the story and the history of North Dakota. We want people to see that and to know it, because when you go into Founders Hall, whether you're there for a big banquet with 600 other people, whether you're there at a large conference or at a speech or at a symposium of some kind, there's going to be floor-to-ceiling glass overlooking the Missouri River Valley. And I believe that no North Dakotan is going to be able to go into that space and look over the sweeping bluffs that go westward without feeling the way that Teddy Roosevelt felt when he wrote in his autobiography about his time in North Dakota, when he said, ours was the glory of work and the joy of living.
I love it. Hang on, more on this conversation. The Lumen Vitae University Center opening very soon. University of Mary, about a month away. More with our guest after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Many fun things on this great program we call What's on Your Mind. Travels all over and learn about so many great things that are happening in our region. But right at the top of that list is my monthly chat with our friends from the University of Mary. There's always something going on. And, of course, always appreciate the great amount of knowledge and wisdom and opportunities to talk about things that
that are happening, and we can shape the news with Virtue and the great things that they're doing at the University of Marion. There's good schools all across North Dakota, but you know what the University of Marion is able to do, some things that other schools just can't do without ending up in you know, federal lawsuits and all kinds of stuff. So they get the benefit of teaching the whole person, and they have had an incredible campaign that we've been talking about on this program and watching unfold in Vision 2030, and it's coming to life once again with the long-awaited grand opening of the Lumen Vitae University Center. It'll happen on Friday, September 8th at the University of Mary. The president of UMary and the vice president of public affairs with us, Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter today on What's on Your Mind. And you mentioned, Jerome, last break, this is for the community as well. Talk a little bit about the plans for the opening and what will happen.
Scott, thank you. September 8th at 4:30 p.m., we will have the official ribbon cutting for the Lumen Vitae University Center. And at the same time, we'll be able to walk around to all the different areas that have been named by generous souls that will be with us. We'll also go out to Gift Hill Cross, which is a memorial to the sisters and to the founding of the University of Mary, with a donation from Chick Swenson. He donated the first 48 acres of land out here for the sisters to build the monastery and then later the University of Mary out on the bluffs here next to the Missouri. So we'll go out to that memorial. And then also, and I know that you know this, but maybe our donors, we also have the grotto, or a shrine, let's call it, that'll be right down by the river. That is a prayerful presence for the campus that the kids can go to, that they can spend some time in prayer. It's a very natural setting, a very beautiful setting. They'll be able to pray there, and then that also then connects back into the Lumen Vitae University Center through a tunnel. And so it's going to be an event just in the dedication. As we cut the ribbon, we have speakers, we'll recognize donors, we'll move through. It'll be about an hour and a half event. Then those who are able, those who have been invited, we will have time to socialize and eat. The rest of the people get to go around to see all the different pieces, and then also if they want to grab something in the new dining center to eat. The one thing, though, for the wide public, those who haven't had a chance to be a part of this or haven't generously given, so to anyone, on September 9th at 10 to 2, we're going to have an open house to the whole wide world just to come out and to see this space, so they can come out and see what the university has to offer in this regard, and also receive the hospitality of some food, some drinks, and some entertainment.
So get that on your calendar, folks. The 8th and 9th of September as that takes place. And, Monsignor, you sound especially excited about this project. I know there's so many great things going on at the University of Mary. It's hard to pick one, but this Vision 2030 coming to life has to be gratifying as it continues to unfold, huh?
I have to tell you, you know, you hold these plans inside of you for so long, and we've been talking with all kinds of people, both internally up here as we talk with our professors and our staff and our students about what the needs are. And then you talk to the community, and you talk to great people from North Dakota working hard every day, lots of business owners who employ our graduates who talk to us about what they need and how the education and formation we offer to students affects their livelihood, and what we need to do better, what we do really well. Those conversations, which take place over the course of a long time, you know, I'll be president of Mary, all have had the pleasure and the honor of serving this this university now for 8 years in September. And so these things take shape over the course of many years, and then you lay those plans, and then you go out and try and find people to assist you in the dream. And when it begins to take shape, you can't hold back the joy of what you feel like you're a small part of as you build for future generations. I think in a certain sense, Scott, and we've talked about these type of epic issues, these large issues on the program with you before, I think that that tuning of our lives to a constant call to greatness,
for each of us, no matter who we are and what our vocation is and how we spend our time, no matter what our job is, no matter what our family situation is, to constantly call to mind how God has created us to do great things, not small things, but great things, even if they might be hidden, even if nobody might notice, to do and to engage in great dreams and plans in the midst of one's life and to spend one's energy and work doing that, that's very gratifying. And it's something that we all can do. And I certainly get a chance to do it here at the University of Mary.
Inspired once again, as I always am, with these great conversations. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll see you soon. Look forward to the opening of the Lumen Vitae University Center at the University of Mary, September 8th and 9th.
God,
get that on your calendar. You too, guys. Take care. Thanks. God bless you, listeners. Thank you for joining us on What's on Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow. Summertime is here. That means a trip to hot springs, spas, and pool tables, too, will make every day better for you. Vince Webker's with us. And, Vince, these splash pools are hot right now. Tell us about them.
Yeah, we've been carrying them, Scott, since 1997. They first came to the United States from Italy in 86, where they're produced in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's the world's only above-ground pool that's used commercially all over the world. They're that good. The great thing for you, the homeowner, is it will last forever. It's easy to set up because it's easy to set up. If you ever move, you can take it with you. You can sell it. So it turns into an excellent resale value, and almost every single person who's bought a splash pool over the last 20 years absolutely says it's the best thing we've ever done.
That sounds like the ticket, folks. And I tell you what, summer will be better. Every day will be better with a splash pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Grand Forks, and Minot, too. Or find them online at hotspringnd.com. That's hotspringnd.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.